Welcome to episode 22 of the Infield Singles Podcast. My name is Tad McKenna. I'm joined here by Michael Connor and Spencer Urban.
Hello.
Hello.
We are missing a few of the members tonight, but that's all right. We're going to keep moving on. Some big things this week. Stand-up comedy is officially passed, and that is a good thing.
Ooh.
It was rough, but we made it through. Let's see. Tonight was the final men's home basketball game of our college careers, so that was kind of a bittersweet moment.
No more pain.
Yeah. They're currently winning. We'll see how the night unfolds, but we had some exciting events at the basketball game. I don't know if one of you guys wants to fill the folks at home in.
So, let's see. You want to start this? So we're sitting there at the women's game, and we're watching the women play. And I glance over, and I see Chase, who has no problem lounging around wherever he is or making himself comfortable, is essentially passed out in the bleachers, like fully spread out. His arm, he's like resting on his arm. I think his mouth was open.
Yeah, facing away from us.
Yeah. And I look over, and I just see he's knocked out. And then everyone else, like Tad and Spencer, everyone's laughing, and I kind of like look past Chase. And there's a whole contingency of high school girls.
That's a good word.
Thank you. Of like high school girls, we're assuming, and they all have their phones out pointing at Chase, and they're just dying. So Chase is just getting absolutely roasted.
It's like a paparazzi scene, like bunch of like middle school girls get very excited. Maybe one of the members of One Direction walks in, they're all screaming.
Like an entire like middle school or high school girls basketball team is just staring at Chase,
and they're just like taking pictures, like oh my gosh. I like look over, like oh wow, Chase is just getting ripped apart by all these girls. This is like his worst nightmare, and then they start looking at us like, put something in his mouth. And we're like, well, you don't have anything. So one of them just rips a part of their soft pretzel off and just chucks it at us to put in his mouth. And I think Tad, like, I don't know how much of it you got in his mouth.
But yeah, his mouth was in the prone position, and I slipped it in there, and he jolted like somebody shocked him, and then immediately woke up. And then
I left to go do something. I went to go fill my water bottle, and as I'm walking back, I see one of the girls walking over to tell Chase something, and you can
this girl just like is standing behind him going dude, and then Chase finally turns around and she just holds up her phone with a picture of him sleeping, and he just goes yeah, and then he turns and then she turns and leaves him.
So right now there's pictures and videos of Chase floating around West Liberty, Ohio of him just asleep with pretzel being put into his mouth, and he's not here to defend himself. But I think if he was here, his defense would go a little something like, yeah,
I don't know.
It's going to go viral. Barstool's going to get a hold of it.
Yeah.
Rip.
Poor Chase. Can't catch a break. So we have a special interview tonight. We got Cedarville, a hockey player and German citizen, I think, Annie Caster, coming on. She's played hockey with Tad for the past few years and kind of became pals with her group and our group and stuff. So it'll be an interesting interview later. It hasn't happened yet, so we can't really say if it was a good interview or not, but we assume it'll at least be halfway decent.
What's the over-under on times Wiener Schnitzel gets worked into the conversation?
I would say it'll be at least a dozen, I would think. So I guess I'd set it at 11 and a half.
Oh, over all day, baby.
Wiener Schnitzel.
And I hear the word schnitzel and not think of Hoodwinked.
Agreed.
The schnitzel man.
Schnitzel. Fantastic movie.
All right, here we got some more fan mail.
Oh, I want to wait for Josh to get here so he can.
I hear we don't have any more fan mail.
Ladies and gentlemen, now entering the room.
We do have more fan
mail. Mr. Josh Wells making his debut, or not debut, but making an appearance after a brief hiatus over the past few weeks. So, Josh, why don't you fill the folks at home in on where you've been the past few weeks? Because folks are wondering.
Well,
into the mic, son.
Oh, sorry. I've been traveling a lot lately.
Where?
Into Cedarville and then back out of Cedarville.
All right. There's all the details the folks at home wanted. So I guess we can dive into the fan mail. I don't know if you're how familiar you are with this, Josh, but we've been getting fan mail lately.
I was here the first week.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, we got fan mail again this week. A large gathering of fan mail. Actually, not as much hate mail for once. So the big question that was asked this week is, Like, do you think you will all spend much time together after graduation? Got that from a few people. Probably not.
Yeah, it'd be tough. It depends on jobs. But I think, like, if everyone's in the area, it'd be, like, see each other every once in a while.
Cincinnati's the place to be. Or yeah. West Harrison. Or Harrison?
Harrison. There might be a gathering in Harrison, Ohio, but that's to be seen. Another question, this one comes from Ren, age 1 in Ohio, asks, what will happen to the infield singles after graduation? So the podcast itself, Tad, you want to field that one?
That's a good question, Ren. What will happen to the podcast after graduation?
I don't know.
Well, it's on the interwaves, so it'll always be up there, but I don't know how often a new episode will be uploaded there.
Yeah, you can go back and listen to your favorite episodes whenever you want.
That's right, Ren.
And I don't want to speak for everyone, but I think if someone came along and offered the right price to, you know, maybe buy us out, we'd entertain those offers as well.
Yeah.
It's just if the price is right.
Yeah.
All right, so great question, Ren.
Keep them coming.
Keep them coming. Dave, age undisclosed, from Indiana, asks,
I hear he's 40.
Yeah, he's turned 40 a few times. When was the last time Spencer gave someone a crotch shot?
It's the last time I gave someone... Oh. Well, actually, it wasn't that long ago. I'm trying to think. It wasn't super serious, Dave. But it was... It might have been during... just pick up basketball game. I was getting a little carried away with my celebration and gave a crotch shot.
After an and one, maybe.
After an and one.
Wasn't that long ago. It was definitely the semester.
All right. Great question, Dad. Keep them coming. Sleepless in Seattle asks, what hair gel does Tad use?
Hold on. Let me go get it. It's a yellow can that you spin open, and it smells really good.
I think I see it.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called.
The ladies love the yellow can. I think that's the slogan. Josh is going to read the label.
Got to be.
It's the same one.
Got to be.
Got to be.
The number 2 and the letter B.
Steve uses it too.
Really?
That's a hall favorite right there.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Oh, great question, Sleepless in Seattle. All right. Jeremy, the golfer who's easy on the eyes, asks, Josh, how did you and Ellie meet?
Well, a mutual friend, but also through Trivia Crack. We played Trivia Crack a few times.
That's
how you met? We met freshman year. I actually went on a date with her roommate.
Oh.
We'll keep the name undisclosed. She came down and knew me as the weird guy that went out with her roommate. So that's how we met. And then it picked up from Trivia Crack. And, yeah, all went downhill. Or uphill.
All went downhill from there.
All went downhill.
How about
that? Was the wrong word.
Hear that, Ellie? Downhill.
Some trouble in the Wells.
They were doing crack together, so...
They were doing crack, and it just did not go well.
Great question, Jeremy. That keep them coming, I guess. Lauren, age 17, from California, asks the group.
California.
California living, baby. What is the difference between living and existing? We'll go to the resident deep man. Spencer, what's the difference between living and existing? Yeah.
Oh yeah, existence and living. Well, existence, you're just kind of there. Living, I guess it's more like you're living life, you're enjoying life, taking in every moment, and yeah, you're actually doing something,
I guess. Anyone else care to give their 2 cents? Nope. Okay.
All right, that's about all we got there, Lauren. Not a great question, so don't keep them coming. Question from Wade, age 22, from Ohio.
I hate that guy.
Who also was on one of our earlier episodes. Asked a question. Ted, you may bite your apple now.
Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, clear as day. He asked a question for the group. Who would win in a fight, Chase or Wade with a broken hand? And for the folks at home that don't know, Wade is on the track team, injured himself, got angry, and the logical way to respond to a track injury is to punch a brick wall as hard as you can. So he broke his hand.
Kid in my high school did that too.
So the question is, who would win, Chase or Wade with his broken hand?
I would go Wade with the broken hand, because if the folks at home remember, Wade kept wanting to fight Chase when they were at Wade's house, but Chase was too much of a little girl to fight back. So I think Wade has the extra mental edge, although I don't know, maybe angry Chase would have a little more punch to the bark, to his bite.
Never seen an angry Chase.
No. Yeah, I think I would go with Wade too, because anybody who's psycho enough to punch a wall would really wreck Chase. Let's see. Another question for Josh, coming from Michelle, age 29, in Indiana, asked Josh, were you more nervous to meet Ellie's parents or brothers?
Parents. Her dad came out with when I first met him, had a robe on and bought fake chest hair, and like came out with like fake chest hair and a robe on and a cigar in his mouth. So that was pretty nerve-wracking.
All right. Well, that's another good question. I actually do have a question for myself for once, instead of just a nice compliment. It is from my friend from the Chuck E. Cheese party, and they wonder if I've overcome my problem peeing my pants. And I will not answer that question, so thanks.
I kind of want to know.
It's an off, on and off kind of thing, but for the most part, I've had a good stretch of week, so we're good. All right, well, that's all the questions we have this week.
Nicole's not messaging
you. Yeah, or was there Rachel? Rachel didn't send in anything this week, so I think you finally might have blown your chance on that one.
Well, she was complaining about me not messaging back, but now she's not. What the frick?
Chicks, man.
Chicks. Gosh dang.
Esther wrote back again.
Son of a gun.
I don't know why she writes to me, not you, you know. She might as well just go straight to the source. I'll give her your DMs information for now.
Appreciate that. It's at mconnor96 on Twitter for the folks at home.
Or everything. Esther asked me, I'm still not sure if he's single, because he always avoids that part, but anytime he's in the greater Manhattan, Boston, Gettysburg area that he can hit me up and we'll go play bowling or something.
All right. Well, I appreciate the offer, Esther, but my one true love is the Cedarville Yellow Jackets, so that might have to hold off for a little while.
It's an animal, Michael.
You know what my mom reminded me of, speaking of Gettysburg? She asked me how you were coming along on your...
How is your mom, though?
I don't know. She brought it up to me the other day, though.
Wait. Gettysburg? Spencer, you have a tale about Gettysburg?
Not really. Freshman year, I said there was this really beautiful place in Gettysburg. I said that'd be a great place to propose, and I would like to propose there. And I said, spring break. I said, spring break senior year, I'm going to propose to my girlfriend. Well, problem is, I don't have a girlfriend, so.
Well, there you go. But, you know, they say love is a battlefield, so what better place to...
That's right. I might find someone at Gettysburg, get down on one knee there. Spring break 2019, baby!
All right, well, that's a great range of questions from the folks at home. Keep them coming, some of you can just keep your questions to yourself. But remember, you can send any questions to our DMs on Twitter, @infieldsingles, or send them to our email, which is infieldsingles@gmail.com. That is infieldsingles@gmail.com. Mr. and Mrs. Urban, there you go.
Going back to the if the infield singles are going to continue the show, I think
it'd be cool if we did like a reunion show and
reunion tour.
Yeah, like just come back and do it, bust out a couple episodes
in this exact room.
Yeah, just kick out whoever's in here.
Josh Wong.
We've got an interview here to do.
Works for me.
My brother says that his group of friends wants to move up here, and that they want to label it the B3B takeover.
Your brother can just stay right where he is or go to Rickard or wherever he said he wanted to be.
Yeah, I agree.
Jacob, if you're listening to this, you're not welcome up here. That may be harsh, but you're not welcome up here. How's the wedding planning going, Josh?
It is going well. We have our invitations about ready to send out. So for all those who are invited, be ready. For all those who are not, I do not apologize.
Oh,
wow. Hilarious. Ouch.
The downhill fall just continues.
Cocaine, man, the crack is
killing. It's uphill. I misspoke.
I think you might have to issue an apology statement on the air.
I am sorry, Ellie, for saying downhill and not uphill. I apologize.
So would you say then that maybe like this marriage is going to be an uphill battle?
I don't like that you keep twisting my words.
I'm just running your words back to you.
It's all good, and it will be good.
Oh, we did just have a question just come in, hot off the presses, from a Steve, age 22, I think, in Florida. He has three questions here. First one, how can you best connect a web app to Google Firebase database? That's an oddly specific question. I don't think any of us are capable of answering.
Good luck, Steve. He can figure it out.
His other question, let's see. In one sentence, how do you feel you have matured as a person during your time at Cedarville?
Oh, Steve.
Ted, you can start us off.
I've stopped eating ice cream and Chucks for every meal. One sentence.
I stopped playing Would You Rather in the middle of the SSC. Freshman year. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
That was a mess.
No.
People had the
You have anything you want to... How have you matured? In one sentence.
I don't know. I don't eat soft serve anymore. I still eat ice cream, though.
I started using soap.
let's see. I have to shave every day now. I have to shave my mustache every day now. And then Steve also asked his final question is, what has been your most memorable moment in college?
Oh, that's tough.
I feel like there's a very easy answer for one of us in this room.
Well, yeah, okay.
Yes, Spencer, why don't you share?
Well, I mean, yes, getting engaged to Ellie is obviously the most memorable, but like, I've also had some great memories, like, down in Florida on spring break and doing stuff like that. It's always been a fun time. I remember down in Tampa when you would tell the jokes every night and Chase was kicking.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of kicking.
He was kicking and howling and Dong was kicking and howling.
I don't know. I'm nowhere close to thinking of it.
I mean, there's a lot of good ones. I think one of my top ones would be the B3B Christmas album this year.
Yeah.
Because it topped last year. We made $150 profit. Mm-hmm. And
still haven't done anything.
The album was pretty nice.
Yeah, the whole recording process is a lot of fun because it gets everyone in the hall involved and good time.
It's another thing my brother's hall wants to do.
They can't come up with any original ideas. Like, who do they think they are? Yeah.
Again, Jacob, if you're listening to this, stay out of our hall. Tad, your most memorable moment.
I don't know. I'm thinking through all these moments. I'm probably about to cry here.
Let's freaking get the tears flowing.
I don't know.
Play a game where we just start talking about sad stuff. Whoever cries first loses.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'd have to.
There's a lot of like great ones. It's hard to pick like one. I think one of my favorite things has been going to the hockey games. They're not as like much engagement now as there used to be, but like last year when we first started like going to the hockey games and stuff, like there'd be a ton of people that come out. People would dress up in costumes. It's just a whole lot of fun and
yeah,
music.
I think one of the coolest parts of that are the funniest things. There's this guy on one of the teams named like Andrew Cheesewright or something, and like all the people that went to the game just got a picture with him after the, like, you guys used to sing like happy birthday to him, and he would always be on the ice, like, they'd be like, dude, why are they singing happy birthday to you? I don't know, but I love it. And like, they would just sing all sorts of stuff for Cheese Wright, and he just eats it up, and like, and then they all got a picture with him after the game. That was pretty funny.
Cheese Wright was a freaking man. Mm-hmm. Cheese Wright is the freaking man. He got his, I was stalking him on Facebook. He got his wedding pictures at the Detroit Red Wings Arena.
Yeah, there's a video of him trying out for the Red Wings, like basically like two tiers below their, Walleye. It's so like a tier below the Griffins. Okay. He literally just gets in a fight during the tryouts. Like,
he's basically Happy Gilmore.
Oh yeah, he's like literally a goon. But I mean, like, some teams they recruit people just for fighting. So I don't know.
All right, that's enough of our nonsense. Now we'll send it on over to our interview with Miss Annie Castor.
Take the baseline out. Get the bump though.
Welcome back to the Infield Singles Podcast. We're here with our special guest, Annie Castor. How's it going, Annie?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Great.
Annie is a white girl, and for all the white girls at home, you might say this is our Taylor Swift episode, as it's episode 22. What are your thoughts on Taylor Swift?
She's okay.
Are you feeling 22? But I'm feeling
22. No.
This is episode 22.
I mean a little bit, but...
So for the folks at home, we mentioned before, Annie is a member of the elite Cedarville Yellow Jacket hockey team. We were supposed to have a game against Wittenberg this weekend. What happened with that?
They canceled that because they didn't have enough people, which is usually our scared. Problem. But
yeah, they don't want this smoke.
Last time you guys beat them.
We beat them, and now they don't want us.
Yeah.
What? Tell us about hockey. When did you play hockey for the first time?
I started skating when I was 3, but I started as a figure skater. And then when I was about 12, I started playing hockey.
What made you want to play hockey instead of doing figure skating?
Well, my brother, Sven, which you guys love his name, he was a hockey player, and I wanted to be like him. So, yeah.
Did he start off figure skating too?
No. Well, yeah. For like 1 year, but he did not like it at all. So then he switched to hockey.
You still want to be like Sven?
In some ways, but a lot of ways, no.
Doesn't Sven have a twin sister?
He does, named Megan, and she's 24.
But you didn't want to be like her? You wanted to be like the guy version of her?
Yeah, because she was a figure skater still, and I was like, nah.
So hockey is a primarily male sport, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the movie The Little Giants?
With Icebox?
Yes, the Icebox. Are you familiar with the Icebox?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you can relate to her, as she was the only female football player on her team, and she was feeling the pressure to be a cheerleader, but she stood strong and stuck with what she loved?
I mean, in a way, yeah, being the only girl on the team, but I don't really want to be a cheerleader.
Have you ever been, have you felt like there's been any pressure to fit, like, the, like, I don't know, stereotype, but, like, yeah.
Like, I mean... Not really, like, playing hockey here. And, like, growing up, I always played on girls' teams, so, like, that wasn't never really a big issue. But, like, coming here to Cedarville, I don't know. I just want to play hockey. I don't really care.
All right. maybe what Annie is best known for is being German. You are German, correct?
I am. Like, 98%.
All right, so I'm going to practice a little German line here. Okay? Hallo, Annie. Warm... Hast du das hers, meins, Franz, Gerbachen?
Es war nicht leicht, aber es gibt viele Sachen und ich habe viel über gedacht und ja.
Satisfied.
Bist du ja oder nein oder was?
Oui, Wiener Schnitzel, was?
Ja, Holy Schnitzel ist
gut. All right, so she basically just said she speaks German well and we are being... terrible interviewers.
Are there any funny sayings or weird sayings that you guys say in Germany that we don't have here in America?
I mean, we say a lot of things about Americans.
What's the number one, like, what's the perception of Americans?
That everything here is bigger and they're all kind of dumb. But, like, cars are bigger. They have a lot of, they make a lot of jokes about how we're all obese, which they're not, but, like, Yeah. They always have Americans and McDonald's commercials, and like if they have documentaries on like health problems, they're always set in America. So, huh. Yeah.
All right. So something most people don't know is that you're a published author. Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah. 12-year-old me. I wrote a book. It's on Amazon.
Want to go into about what it's about?
It's a what?
What's the name?
The Pearl of the Sea.
The Pearl of the Sea.
By Annie Caster. Yeah.
Well, while we're searching, I want you to tell us a little bit about the book.
Yeah. So, it all started when I had a dream. In that dream, I was a mermaid. And a lot of stuff happened, but it was pretty good. And then it's also, have you ever seen The Little Mermaid?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's a lot like that, but better. And it's set in New Hampshire. Like what happened?
Like what's the story?
I can't give it away. You have to read it.
You can give like an overview of the story.
Here, read the description.
Yeah. Basically, Mystilia was a mermaid. Mystila. Sorry. Ooh. But at the age of 7, she became an orphan and turned into a human.
Yeah.
And then in her 16th year, a summer came she would never forget.
Whoa.
On a vacation in Hampton, New Hampshire, with her unofficially adopted family. Why was it unofficially adopted?
Because like.
Tragedy strikes.
Her parents were mer people, but then like this guy in a boat like found her, and he was like, "Oh wait, we're gonna adopt this girl."
Okay.
But it's not like legal. Yeah.
So then she meets this crab that talks, and then they have to fight the underworld.
That's
queen.
Not right.
Oh,
no,
sorry. Her life is turned upside down when a merman washes up on shore near her vacation house.
That's when it gets good.
In a race against time, it's up to Mystilia and her best friends Mystilia. To get the merman changed back into a mer. What's a mer?
A merman. Mer species.
But it said get switched back to a mer?
Yeah.
Because he's on land, so he has legs.
Oh, in 1 week or else he dies. Wow. But with secrets, lies, and betrayals, will Mystilia's secret stay buried, or will she be exposed, taken by scientists, and lose 3 friends she couldn't live without? So it's basically Little Mermaid.
I mean,
but without like the talking crab, yeah.
Just throwing a talking crab in
there. There's 120 pages.
Yeah.
You wrote that as a 12-year-old?
I did. Mm. My mom made me.
She made you? Have you ever?
Signed me up for that
Is
class.
It in German or is it in English?
It's in English.
Okay.
Has anybody ever bought in?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, $5 for Kindle. It's $15 for paperback.
I can autograph it.
How much money have you made off this book?
Well. Right after I wrote it and published it, I ordered like 20 copies from my dad's money and then sold it to all my friends and I kept the money. So I made like $100. But since then, only about like 5 because I randomly got a check from Amazon. I was like, what is this for? And then, yeah.
What is your like target audience with this book? Like, who do you want reading
You know,
this?
I think 22-year-olds really just like, you know, wherever they are, maybe they're in college, but like everybody, you know.
Do you have to do a lot of background research on mer people before you read this book? Because it sounds like if you don't know what a mer is or you don't know anything else, like, can I just pick this book up?
Yeah. I mean, there's some things that might surprise you, but they're not that different.
Do you feel like the audience has to be educated to a certain, like, what if I don't know what mer is and I think it's like a foot fungus and I'm reading this book and I don't know what a mer is?
Or what if you think myrrh is just like that thing that Jesus got, that crappy
the Bible.
or a fungus.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you'll figure it out.
So do you think, you know, being from Germany and being a big hockey player, do you think you could ever play for like the German national team?
Right now, no. And I'm definitely not in like any shape to. But if I probably would have stuck with it, then I probably could have. My sister did. She was more into hockey. Then I was playing AAA for Honey Bake, which is a big team in Michigan. When she was a junior in high school, she was scouted by some coaches around the world. And the German...
Herb Brooks?
What?
Was his name Herb Brooks?
Oh, no. Is he still alive?
No.
No, rip. All right, continue.
So the German national team, they were playing Finland in Chicago. So they had her come play for that game, and she did, and she really liked it. And almost did, but she would have had... to move over there and live there for 2 years, and she didn't want to do that, so yeah, but we would have all been able to go to Seoul or wherever the Olympics were.
Rio.
So I have a job lined up after college, and a part of the job requires I go to Germany for 6 months.
Yeah.
So what is like the general advice to someone that you would give if they're going to Germany having never been overseas before?
I think you should learn how to buy things, like buy water and buy pretzels. You need those. Beer? Yeah, because you'll be graduated by then, so order that.
But we don't endorse beer on this podcast, but sure.
What's beer?
Flavored water.
Okay.
Like wheat flavored water.
Okay.
Sparkling, fun time water.
Yeah, fun time water. So how do people, like, what do you mean learn how to buy things?
Like, learn how to order and, like, learn common German phrases. You can use, like, what's the bird thing? Duolingo?
Like, Puedo ir al baño.
Duolingo, yeah. So, like, download that and you'll be great to go.
What is Wiener Schnitzel?
It's... Have you ever seen Hoodwinked?
Yeah.
We talked about that in the intro.
That's what we think of when we hear Wiener Schnitzel.
Yeah, so... You should watch that movie. It's not at all like my book. But in there, there's a guy who runs around selling Wiener Schnitzel, which is like...
The Schnitzel Man.
Yeah, the Schnitzel Man. And there's a funny song that goes along with it.
So it's pig?
Yeah, pork or turkey.
Is it on a stick?
No.
Have you ever seen a Schnitzel Man in real life?
My brother. No, I'm kidding.
Do you wear lederhosen?
Those are the guys.
Oh, what's the girl hosen?
A dirndl.
A what?
A dirndl.
Now, isn't that what the Jewish people spin at Hanukkah?
That's a dreidel, but yeah. No, we don't mix those two up usually.
Have you ever seen someone wear lederhosen in
public?
Have.
Like, yeah.
What age group typically wears lederhosen?
3 to 50.
Okay, so I could wear lederhosen.
You should get some, yeah. Order some on Amazon and wear those all the time in Germany. You'll fit right in.
And order her book on Amazon.
Yeah. 5% off. Okay.
It's 5% off?
If you order lederhosen with it.
Oh.
Do people hang, like, you know, Hitler
Nazism
over Germans a lot? Like,
yeah, I think so, because, like, when you think of Germany, probably the first thing you think of is, like,
the
Hitler.
Third Reich.
Yeah. So they have, like, honestly nothing to be patriotic about. Like, there's a lot of good history behind that with, like, kingdoms, and they have great castles, but, like, when people think of Germans, they think of Hitler. So, like... Yeah, they have nothing really to be patriotic about. And the only time you see a flag come out is, like, in the World Cup. Because they love
like a
soccer.
German flag?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you see them hanging around?
No. Yeah, so the only time you see Germans being patriotic and really loving their country is the World Cup, because that brings the whole country together.
It's interesting.
Yeah, just like Cedarville and hockey.
The only time you see Cedarville flags come out is during the hockey games.
So when Michael goes to Germany... What are, like, the top things he should do when he goes to Germany? Like,
where are you going for Germany?
Stuttgart.
No way, that was where I was born.
No,
so, yeah, you should go to the Mercedes-Benz Museum. There's also a pig museum there.
Wiener Schnitzel.
Yeah.
Three samples?
Go there, walk around the downtown. Are you going over Christmas at all?
No, it'd be from January to July.
Okay, well... You should visit the Charlottenhaus, because that's where I was born. Just say hey.
I should just visit your house?
The Charlottenhaus. That was like the hospital I was born. You could visit our old house and our neighbors. They're pretty friendly. Okay. You can visit my family if you want to. They're pretty nice.
Okay.
Yeah. They're
or if different. You're there for July, you could do like 4th of July stuff there. They celebrate
that.
Fireworks. Back to Germany.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the year later, Hosen.
Yes. And my wheat water.
Yes.
What would be the number one thing I could do in Germany to get punched? Like, what would make someone go stupid American and just deck me?
Probably if you're super loud and obnoxious and, like, yelling around at the street in the middle of the night. American things.
Hmm. The Autobahn's in Germany, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever driven on
it? I have.
How was that?
It was very... fun. The fastest I've gone was when my dad was driving and we hit 217 kilometers, which is like 130 miles an hour.
That's fun.
So yeah, the fastest I've driven was in my grandpa's Golf, and that was like barely going 120 kilometers. So yeah, but I'd like to go back.
So in your head, is everything in kilometers?
No.
Is everything in Celsius?
Sometimes. Everything's in military time, but...
Well, that's...
Do you think in German?
Sometimes. Sometimes I'll dream in German, too. And, like, when I come back from Germany, I'll, like, be thinking in both languages, so when I speak, it's not very understandable, but...
Have you ever just gone off on an American
in German?
Yeah,
in my head all the time.
No, like...
But, like, in German,
Yeah. You just looked at someone, just went off, and they're like, what the heck?
You know, like what she did to you in the
Germany.
Beginning of this.
Yeah, because did you understand what I said?
Yeah. Yep. Not really. I mean, sometimes I'll go off at my siblings in German, but never really to a stranger.
Do you know any good jokes?
Tell a good German joke.
What do you call a pissed off German?
What?
A sauerkraut.
Ah! Want to hear a German joke?
Yeah.
Never mind, it's the worst.
We can play the game of you name a famous German who did a lot for humanity, and we'll name an American who did even more.
Frick.
All right.
Angela Merkel.
Huh?
Angela Merkel.
What'd he do?
She.
Steve Urkel.
Keep going, keep going. All right, next.
My mom.
My mom.
President Wolf.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh my god.
The Schnitzelman.
Frick.
That's tough to beat. Dang it. She won.
Word on the street is you're not a good driver.
Yeah.
And that's not a stereotype against women or Germans or German women, but do you feel that.
Or Asians.
Or Asians for that matter. Do you feel like you're a bad driver?
I feel like sometimes I can be a distracted driver. Like if I'm driving and my mom will FaceTime me.
Oh my god.
But.
That
has happened, yeah. But I don't think I'm a bad driver. I think I like to drive fast, and that sometimes can be a little jerky. But, like, apparently I ran Micah off the road. I don't know. I'm not aware of that.
Yeah, for the folks at home, Micah Pullins, episode 3, I believe. He
arms bigger than Michael's head.
Oh, just about, yeah. He informed us the other day that someone on the hockey team who drives a certain car that we later found out was Annie's car, like, drove him off the road or was a terrible driver. And yeah. We put two and two together and we're like, oh, it's her.
I think that was probably, I asked him when it was, but he said he didn't know and it was fine. And I was like, okay, well. But I think it was probably the Sunday where I got hit twice by like a 300-pound man.
That might have been Micah.
So, yeah, I wasn't feeling the greatest after that. But
when you get like.
Also, there's a sign in the Stephen Student Center parking lot that I took out, so there's an orange cone around it now.
Explain how that happened.
So it was like in the middle of the parking lot by the pedestrian crosswalk. So I was backing out and looking over my shoulder to my right to make sure I wasn't hitting anybody, and then the front of my car hit that sign. So, yeah.
Two for two.
Yeah, run that back.
Backing out in the front of your car hit
somebody.
Okay,
so I'm backing out, and I'm looking over my shoulder to my right because I'm backing out to the right, and the sign was on my left, and the front of my car hit it.
Okay.
And took it out, and then I didn't know what to do, so I, my friends told me I should call campus safety. And I did, and they laughed and took off running with the sign, and I was like, well, I was going to keep that, but, yeah.
Hmm. Maybe women do suffer. Just kidding.
Sean Carlson also hit someone in the street. He has to see party.
It's probably because I hit the pedestrian sign, so I didn't know people were walking by. But.
That's right. Well, this happened at the very beginning. The guy was flying through on his bike, and Sean hits him. In the way our RD Adam, who's been on the show before, described it. He was just saying, yeah, so I was watching, or someone said that Sean Carlson hit someone or something
yeah,
like that.
Clipped
something. With his car, and so he's watching the thing. He didn't expect it to be a person because he just clips the guy. But it wasn't Sean's fault.
No.
This isn't related to our German friend here, but I feel like it's important to get out there. Josh reminded me of this the other week. I'm not going to name names, but two of our podcast guests who are both on the women's basketball team, they were driving in a car one time. It was a junior or sophomore year. And I was in a golf cart driving through the parking lot, and all of a sudden this car starts backing out and it just slams into me and I like get bumped and I like keep going and like it broke like a rear brake light off of their car, but I'm not going to name names on who it was, but it was pretty funny. Nothing ever happened to that, but that just reminded me of that. Speaking of that, have you seen the movie, what's it called? Sound of Music.
Yeah.
How accurate is that?
To what? Life in Austria?
Oh, that's not Germany?
Yeah, that's a good
question.
Uh-oh. Ah, crap. But there's like the war and stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
The Nazis, the unnamed.
The bad guys.
The bad guys, they wanted
Mr. Daddy Von Trapp.
Yeah. They wanted him to be a general, right?
I think so, yeah.
So have you ever gone through the Alps, like, singing songs?
Yeah, that was my childhood.
Poppin' so Ricolas.
Yeah. Poppin' what?
What? Ricolas.
Yeah.
Have you ever yodeled?
No. My mom did one time. Because there were these really loud Mexicans in a hotel next to us. And we were trying to sleep, so she just started yodeling and they shut up real quick.
Wow. Is it a rule that if you yodel, you have to wear lederhosen?
Yeah. Do you know how to yodel?
I do. I just have to wear lederhosen when I do it, though.
Okay.
That was smooth.
Do you got any?
I don't have any, but I will.
Okay.
5% discount.
I order that book, Little Mermaid or The Pearl of the Sea.
Seawater's Edge.
Paperback.
Would you ever write another book again?
My dad always says I should revise it, but I really don't want to touch that book again. I might, later in life, do a biography of...
The Diaries of Anne Castor.
Yeah.
You could write a book using Grammarly.
Hey, no free ads.
Speaking of Grammarly, Grammarly is your one-stop shop for all of your grammar needs.
They don't pay.
I actually do love Grammarly. That's
what are we doing?
Yeah, I use it.
What are we doing here?
No, I actually use it.
Wait, is it free?
Yeah, it's free.
Really?
Yeah,
it's great. So you could just use Grammarly for free.
Yeah. Another great extension to add to like Google Chrome is Honey. Honey is like.
Oh, what are we doing? Is that like Bumble?
No, not like Bumble. You're getting it mixed up. No, so what it is
we lost focus of who we are?
I'm just trying to help the people out here.
Last time I checked, they're not paying us 2 cents per episode.
But they might after they hear this. So what it is, so it sits up there, and then you go and like you put some things in your cart if you want to buy something, and then you click that thing, and it searches for coupon codes. And then,
wow.
Yeah, so I bought a long-sleeve shirt the other day, and applied like 3 codes. Yeah, I got like $10 off. No, I got
Honey sucks.
I got $10 off. What an app.
You know what else is a great app? The Black Tux, where you can rent any like, suit or anything. Or Anchor, where you can create a podcast that like we're doing now. And you can even get sponsored by companies, but they'll pay you. Not like the other companies that we just mentioned and gave a free ad to.
I'm just saying, those are good apps.
Do you know where I can buy a good casket, anybody?
Yeah, Hillenbrand.
Ah, they're not a sponsor.
The Batesville
they're
casket
not a sponsor.
Company.
Get out of here.
They're paying me, and I'm working here.
They ain't
not
paying
a sponsor.
You jack yet.
No, that's all under the table at this point, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. Gosh dang. Sound of Music. It's real, eh?
Yeah.
So you said if you had, all right, so you might write another book one day.
Yeah.
If you had to write a book about your life, what would the title be?
An autobiography.
Are you?
If you guys would write a book about me, what would you title it? Other
the
than
worst
ice
interview
butt.
Ever.
Okay.
Story. WURST.
Verst.
Grammarly.
Sponsored by Grammarly. Good job, Josh.
You just counted my honey.
Speaking of speed rounds, Michael.
Oh yeah, speed round.
I'm sure you're familiar with this, as you probably listen to all of the infield singles episodes. Yes?
Yeah.
All right, so then you're familiar that with our speed round, where mm-hmm. we ask a series of questions that are meant to be quick, but they don't always end up being quick. So I'm just going to start firing them at you. You answer them as quickly and accurately as you can, okay. And we'll see what happens. All right, scale 1 to 10, how good of a driver are you?
Solid 8.
All right.
I don't know about that.
Fill in the blank. Taylor Swift is
22.
At what age do you want to retire?
65.
What's your favorite city in the U.S.?
White Lake, Michigan.
All right. Who has it easier, men or women?
Men, for sure.
Is double dipping at a party ever acceptable?
Yeah, if nobody's looking.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
How many times have you sneezed in the last 7 days?
4.
Say good day, mate, in an Australian accent.
Good day, mate.
In an Australian accent.
That was. Good eye, mate.
There we go. If you could ask God one question, what would it be?
Well, one thing I want to do is when I get to heaven, this is not a quick answer, but one thing I want to do when I get to heaven is watch like creation in like hyper speed. What is that? Where it's like you film, but
time warp?
A time lapse, yeah.
A time lapse.
Yeah. So I'd ask him if he could do that for me.
If he could just like start everything over and
yeah, so I could watch it and be there.
Put it up on his iPad.
Yeah.
What's your favorite carnival food?
I tried Oreo, like deep fried Oreos. I didn't like that, but I like elephant ears.
Did you ever believe in Santa Claus? No. Does Germany have Santa Claus? I guess that's where Saint Nick came from.
No, they don't. They have
from the office.
Dwight.
No.
Belschnickel. Is Belschnickel real?
What?
Belschnickel?
That sounds like a hate. Wait, what is it?
Admiral or Impish Cheer or Fear?
Cheer or Fear. Belschnickel is here.
No, there is no Santa Claus, so I never was told that he existed. And like, I remember asking my mom, and she straight up told me no. So.
What? Well, then what's the point of Christmas?
Well, so okay, follow up question. What's your favorite holiday?
It'd probably still be Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Can we confirm that Christmas did start in Germany, though?
I thought Saint Nick came from Germany.
Yeah, but Saint Nick is not Santa Claus.
I beg to differ.
Where did Santa Claus originate?
Because we have the tradition when he comes on like December 6th, and we'll like put presents if you like leave your boots outside the door. But like,
I never thought a country could be the founding place of something and have it all wrong.
Modern day Turkey. Yeah.
So you know most of our hall, right?
Yeah.
Who's the funniest person in the hall?
Probably you.
Oh, hear that, fellas? All right, what's something you could eat for a week straight? Wiener schnitzel it is. Dark chocolate or milk chocolate?
Dark chocolate.
Sour Patch Kids or Swedish Fish?
Sour Patch Kids.
Do they have German fish?
Yeah.
That's sauerkraut, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Parmesan or Parmesan?
Parmesan. There's no je.
Who's the most inspirational person you've ever met?
Probably my grandma.
Do you call her Oma?
The German one I do, but not the American one.
Omaha.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
A doctor.
And, all right. And the last question that we ask all of our guests, did OJ do it?
No.
What?
Whoa. Why don't you think he did it?
I'll have to confer with that. I want to rewatch the Netflix series, and then I'll let you know. But I have thoughts, but I don't know for sure.
All right.
I'm saying no.
Well, that concludes.
In the next book.
That concludes the speed round. And I think we're about finished here. So is there anything you wish to say to the motherland? You can say it in German, too. You can just give some shout-outs to your...
Just give a warm welcome to Michael when he comes.
Wait, hold on. Can we restart that? Go ahead.
This better be playing when Michael shows up. Welcome him with schnitzel and German flags and lots of Wiener schnitzel.
Lots of patriotism.
You should come in wearing like an American like flag tank top.
Should I just get a Captain America outfit?
Come off the plane with a flag like 2 arms on your hips.
I get fired and they'll just leave me there.
Hey, but you'll have a casket waiting for you. That's right.
So that's all you want to say?
Yeah.
You don't want to give any shout outs to any of your friends back home?
Well, to my whole family, but.
Okay. Well, that concludes our interview with the exciting hockey playing German Andy Caster. Thank you for joining us.
Bye. Cheers. Thank you.
Special thanks again to Andy Caster for joining us on this week's episode number 22. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Infield Singles. Subscribe to us on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, all of those fancy platforms. But anyway, you can also remember to send in questions for fan mail to our email, infieldsingles@gmail.com, and we'll do our best to answer them. We accept fan mail and hate mail. It's all appreciated in one form or another. And as always, remember to tee it high and let it fly.
Deuces.